Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why is it so difficult to do something that so clearly would benefit my health? Now, there's a lot of answers for that. I think most of us probably do willingly do something that is detrimental to our health, but boy, we love it so much. Or let's admit it, we're addicted to something. Well, here it is for me. Facebook, X, I'm not going to say Instagram because I still think Instagram's a safe space, even though I hate that term. So, yeah, the election happens. I'm up here until 2:30. Adam Carter, by the way, not Chad Harmon. Chad off today. I'm in for Chad. Election happens. I'm here till about 2 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday. Go home and try to sleep. Can't sleep. Still watching TV, watching different networks, and I'm on my phone scrolling, seeing what the word on the street is. I guess that's the word. What's the word on the street? If you're really getting the word on the street. I finally managed to get to bed for a couple hours, but I wake up, and the first thing I do when I wake up, reach over, look at my phone. Because it's my clock, first of all, but then okay, it's like second nature. Open the social media apps and start scrolling. And it's a mixture of the world is coming to an end, this is horrible, and also celebrating people posting pictures of Trump trains and thank God, praising God for the election of Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just making me sick. And finally, at one point, my wife, who was working from home, was working downstairs. She came up to see if I was, you know, napping or something. She said, get off your phone. And she even said, like, just get rid of Facebook and get rid of X. And it's like, well, I can't. That's my default answer whenever somebody says, well, just get rid of it. I can't. Not because I can't because I'm addicted to it, which I probably am. But I can't because I have this job and I need to know what's going on in the world. But do I really need to be on there? And would my life really be better? I would. I'm answering that question. I absolutely believe my life would be better. My mental health would be better if I got off of those sites. So why the hell can't I do it?
That's a great question because I would like to do it as well. And I do feel like in our jobs, we should have particularly Twitter because that is the most, probably the most newsy of the sites still.
It's a lot worse than it used to be. And it's, and no, I'm not just blaming this all on Elon Musk, although clearly it changed when Elon Musk bought X.
It did.
And it's just not the same. I've said that, you know, it used to be Twitter absolutely was a news tool where I'd open it up, and because of the people I follow and the things that I'm interested in, I would know immediately what the news is happening, breaking news, sports news, whatever it is. Now it's like things happen and I can't even find them on X unless I'm hit the search function and then I'm taken there. So the algorithm, it's a cesspool. I get ads for things I have no interest in and clearly are not do not align with my beliefs, but somehow those ads are forced into my feed. So it has changed dramatically.
I think anyone who uses these apps, whether it's X, whether it's Facebook, whatever, I think we always get sucked into believing it's real life, right? We get sucked into believing it is, as you said, the word on the street, mm-hmm. when we are quite literally talking about a fraction of the population that is not only on the apps, but using them mm-hmm. regularly.
Yep.
And I think the news media is terribly guilty
yep.
of treating social media like it is real life, like reading, you know, particularly after the election, you know, taking stock of what's being said, what, you know, the far left is saying, what the far right is saying, those people that are the loudest, and treating it like this is what the world feels today. Mm-hmm. Because it's not true.
Right.
It's not true on almost any subject that this is what the world's saying, this is what people are saying. Well, this is what some people are saying. This is what a few people are saying.
Yeah.
And now
I think it's more than certainly more than it used to be, but it's more than I used to think that too. I'm not so sure anymore.
That's what Elon wants you to think. That's what Mr. Musk has you right now. He's in the palm of your hand, Adam. Palm of your hand. I think any of us are probably just as guilty as the rest, whether it's, you know, X, Instagram, TikTok, finding the addiction and then realizing after we've scrolled through for 15 minutes before we've even gotten out of bed, mm-hmm. What did I just do? You know, or, you know, I'm probably worse late at night. Get into bed. Now let's one more roll through Twitter or through Instagram or whatever it is, and then it's, you know, well, I mean, this one little video is not going to hurt. Well, how about the next one? And then it's an hour and a half later, and you realize, oh, I just hosed myself for the entire next day because now I'm only going to get 5 hours of sleep instead of the 7.5 I was planning to get because I've stayed up for 2.5 extra hours.
My friends text me stuff. Not a fan of Facebook. I don't really care about who did what. My friends that I care about, we communicate. And that's it, too. It's like, oh, it's this great connecting to us. I guess Facebook being the case.
It used to be.
Yes, but it's not either. It's like, man, I wish it would have never come around. I wish I wouldn't not know things about friends that they post on Facebook. And that
calls them out.
For a variety of reasons. Chad Harmon, no. You're going to get an ulcer, Adam. Thanks for being complicit in the re-election of Orange Hitler. I don't know how I was complicit in the election of Donald Trump, if that's who you're referring to.
You can probably stop the Hitler stuff, too.
Yeah.
Little difference there.
Yep. I don't do any of Facebook or that stuff. I've had enough hard time keeping up with life and my grandkids, my husband, my home phone. Get rid of it, Adam. You really don't need it. I'm about there. But of course, I've been about there several times in my life, but this, I really can say, it's really close. And it's not because I want to ignore people like that. It's because it's, I think, and it would take, it's extreme difficulty to break it. But once you're over that, I think I just feel like I wouldn't miss it. And my mental state would be a much better place. And I'd love to hear from people who've done the same thing. And I'm not talking about people who've never been on it. Good for you. Great. I want people who absolutely have been on it, who've been in my place, that it's just constantly part of your life, and you said enough, and you took care of it. I want to hear from you. Because you don't hear too many people saying, boy, I sure missed it, and I had to come back.
What I've heard people actually have enjoyed, friends of mine, taking it off their phone. Deleting the apps for their phone, but still being on X, Facebook. So if they want to go on, they actually have to use a computer. They have to go on. They have to open up the computer. They have to open up their browser. And it gets that extra step. That's kind of a pain in the butt now that it's 2024 and everything else mm-hmm. should be right there at the tip of our fingers every moment. You know, wait, I have to go walk and sit down at the computer, grab the laptop, open it up, you know, let the thing open and take that extra 20 seconds. But that's been enough for them to say,
yeah,
just to have, you know, have it go through their brain instead of open the phone, click, boom, it's there before you even thought of, okay, do I really feel like I need to take the time right now to go do this? Or is there something better I can do my time with? And I mean, for instance, you feel like you need it for news. You know where to go and look for news. Mm-hmm. You know, you're probably going to find more news that's interesting to you quicker going to, you know, pick out a dozen sites that you know. You know, whether it's Star Tribune, New York Times, Washington Post, you know, wherever you go.
Yeah.
I don't know about your other sites.
oh, trust me. I'll still be going to those.
Yeah, naturally. But you're going to probably get more. You know, frankly, it's probably going to save you time. Rather than to have to, you know, surf and comb through a lot of what's now the BS on every social media site we're talking about.
Have you done it? Can I do it? 651-461-9226.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Banger. Lightfoot banger. Just one after the other.
More like Gordon Heavyfoot on this one.
Canadian Railroad Trilogy doing all Gordon all the time today. What are you doing over there? What is that?
Dancing.
Head bobbing?
Getting into it.
You look like you're at a fish show, my man.
I'm not high enough for that yet.
Now, somebody did point out, I'm talking about getting rid of Facebook and getting off Facebook, getting off social media, at least most of it. Well, because Instagram is, I don't know, like, show me, and Facebook actually for a while was pretty good. Then the election happens, and it's just like, and somebody says, well, you'd feel differently if your candidate had won. I don't think so, because it's the back and forth, it's the vitriol, it's people just saying things to each other, even people who know each other, saying things over typing something that they never in a million years would say to your face.
Sure.
It never would be like that. You don't go into a coffee shop. Hey, there's Chuck. I know Chuck disagrees with me. Chuck, you're a horrible person. I can't believe. No, you wouldn't. You don't do that. You're like, oh, Chuck, I see you're voting for this candidate. Can you explain why? Oh, okay. Yeah, I disagree with you, but I guess I see your point, and we'll move on. But no, like, it's that's the problem with it. And that's the stress of it. It's not seeing people gloating about whatever Canada won. It's seeing people I know and respect going back and forth and saying things and just, and I get it. Some people like get a rise out of that. I'm the furthest thing from that. Maybe it's just because it just makes me terribly uncomfortable to do that. Which there was a time in my life where if somebody would point out something that I thought was false or knew was false, I'd point that out. But then I get responses of BS. I don't have the headspace for that. I just don't. I guess it's what I do on the radio, but it's different. And it's like, have you ever had that feeling where you comment, like you say, okay, I'm not going to comment on this. I'm not going to comment. Then you comment on something and maybe you go to bed and then you wake up and the first thing you think about is like, oh yeah, I remember I commented on that last night. I wonder what, and you're scared to open it up now because you feel like people are going to blast you or people are going to come at you for what you said.
Yeah.
Why the hell do we put ourselves through that?
Because Jed, you're not Jed, you're Adam. Right. Because Adam, we always want to be the one to change the minds of others, right? Have them say, you know what? You were right. Just because you typed that one comment.
I guess
in,
that's what it is, yeah.
But it's not exactly the place to go to change anybody's mind or to enlighten people, right? Because something happens when we get online versus if we're actually having a conversation, like you said, in a coffee shop where you can have a little back and forth. You can perhaps, if your mind's not changed, you can at least learn something about the other point of view. Something happens when you go on social media, when you're behind a computer, on the keyboard, on your phone, where you just, I feel it too. You're just, I don't know if emboldened's the right word, but you're just hardened to your way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, nothing's going to change my mind. Everyone else who disagrees is wrong. And I'm going to stick to it as long as possible. I'm not going to pay attention to their arguments, only just to rip them.
My rule, this is from a text, 651-461-9226. My rules for online chatting, etc., are I love people on Facebook, but if they talk about anything other than music, food, or family, 9 times out of 10, I won't keep them on my Facebook feed. I don't talk politics, and I keep it just to those things, like I said. And that's it, too. I mean, I'm not going to say that it's a complete wasteland, because, and again, I'm referring to Facebook specifically because somebody brought up fish, for example. I'm on like a Minnesota fish community, both fishing and the rock group Fish. And it's actually kind of neat because you connect with you realize, hey, there's other people that are like me, like bad music and like to go to 3-hour concerts.
That's just two songs.
But it's like, you know, that's the community and that's the good part about it. And I get, am I just being selective and that saying that, okay, I want the good stuff and I want the bad. Well, of course. But even if I got rid of that, it's not like my life would be so much worse if I didn't have that.
Where's all my fish heads at? Yeah. No, it's. I think the debate we've had the last 5-10 years in this country of whether the good outweighs the bad or the bad outweighs the good on social media, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you talk about, certainly, there's great things. It's your fish community. If you're a recipe person, get onto Facebook. You'll find a recipe every third post from random whatever that just happens to show up on the algorithm now because you looked at one for 2 seconds.
Also, on the recipe thing, put the recipe at the top, please, and the ingredients right at the top, and have it just a little on one screen so I can hit the screen save, and then I don't need the story of how your grandmother came to this country and formed this unique concoction that you are passing down and what you wear when you're cooking it, and then, 15 hours later, I finally get to the ingredients and how long it's going to take me to make it.
And then you realize the recipe for those chocolate chip cookies is the same on the back of the Nestle bag.
The Nestle dollhouse. Right.
No, I've absolutely gotten to a point, and shame on me for not taking any taking any action on this, where I don't get nearly as much joy out of social media as I do just frustration and annoyance.
Mm-hmm.
But what
That's
do I?
It. It's the balance.
But what do I do multiple times a day? I pull out my phone and I click on it because I'm as addicted as anybody else to just, well, I feel like I need to kill 5 minutes and I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to do something productive. All right, let's just scroll through. Let's doom scroll for a little bit and let's find some people who are angry at about the election, and perhaps a couple people are gloating, and then I'll, get some sort of, chemical reaction in my brain.
Yep.
And all right, I guess I'm good for that when it's completely useless.
I deleted social media apps off my phone, but I was still checking social media about once a week, usually Fridays, on my computer. And that's what you were talking about. Get rid of it on your phone. Then you have to actually put some work into getting there.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be the option. Here's the thing I'm worried about, too, like on Facebook. I've got so many photos that I've taken that are on Facebook. Like, is there a way that I can, as opposed to that are not on my phone? Can you download those albums somewhere?
No, you got to buy them back from Zuckerberg. Yeah. $1,000.
Twitter was fantastic for breaking news. As an example, in Twitter's early days, when Japan was hit by a major earthquake, I was reading tweets about it an hour before any major news agency reported. Right. It's still there. It's just a lot harder to get to, and it gets lost in a lot of other crap now on X. That's what I'm saying. Adam, I need to do the same thing. Start a club. I will join you. Your no to Facebook club.
That could be a new Facebook group, the anti-Facebook Facebook group.
Right. Are we here? Comment, and then we'll start fighting about it. See, you're saying what Facebook is. Drop it. You'll be much happier. I've snoozed crazy political friends for 30 days. They're still friends, and life will be better in 30 days. I've done that. I've muted a lot of things on Facebook, and there's certain people that I've muted, and I still consider friends. It's just I don't want what they're selling, and that's fine. And you can do it. There's a 30-day snooze, and I bet you the old 30-day snooze has never been hit more than it has been over the last few days.
I've found a people to give the 30-day snooze over the years, and realize, you know what? Life was better. We're gonna go full mute on this one.
Oh my gosh, Adam, my husband turned on the fish station coming back from a trip out west. I've never listened to them before, and my ears were bleeding after an hour or so. Songs are too long and almost all instrumental. How can you be normal in all other ways? You know what? That's offensive to me. How dare you say something like that?
Is that coming from someone you know very well?
Well, my wife would say the app, she won't even let me turn it on in the car.
She won't travel with you to a show, won't let you turn it on?
No.
Does she know it's been on when she's been gone? Walks in the house?
I purposely leave it.
You've been listening to Fish, haven't you?
I purposely leave it on the SiriusXM Fish channel when I'm using her car. It's called being married. They say you get a hit of dopamine from that little screen. Every time I finish looking at the little screen, I feel like a dope who is mean.
Hey!
All right, hey! Tip the waitress, try the veal, we'll be back. 2:31, Jason DeRussia, obviously king of social media in this town, I would say. We'll get his thoughts on that and other things next on CCO. And, you know, on that note, what you were just talking about, it's about ambiance. I find that podcasts I enjoy are ones that take me to a place and like Major Garrett, The Takeout, being at a restaurant.
Hello? Do you really listen to podcasts?
Not many.
Can we, just have a moment of honesty after, isn't it, this is Trump's America now, so we can say what we want. We don't have to.
That's right. Offend away.
I don't listen to podcasts. I don't want to listen to podcasts. I think they're mostly boring. And the ones that people go crazy over are a bunch of rich, jackass celebrities that think they know how to do an interview.
Yeah.
I'm not interested. I don't need a podcast in my... There's one podcast I need. It's mine.
Right.
I have a radio...
For the download numbers. I might not even really listen.
I have a radio show.
Right.
It's on for 3 hours. I have to hear myself talk for 3 hours. That's exhausting. I want to go home and listen to some ding-dong, yippity-yippity-yip for 4 hours.
Which is why I usually don't listen to podcasts. But when I do, though, I am reminded, though, that there are some very good ones out there. And people... For me, it's the...
Do we need all this content? There's
we don't
too
need
much
all,
talking.
Oh, yeah, there's way too much content.
That's what's wrong with America today. Everyone should shut up for a minute.
Right.
That's what I think. Except for radio hosts. We have
we're the only ones that get to have opinions.
We're it. That's enough.
I've just been talking about the move. You would never do something like this as egregious as logging off of social media because you've become...
Obviously, someone who's used it very successfully. That's
quite
not to say
questionable. Moderately.
Moderately successful.
Successfully.
But I remember talking with you about sometimes the noise gets a bit much.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And how do you balance that when you do that?
I watch pornography.
Yeah.
It kind of just calms me down, you know?
I mean, that's a given.
Trump's America!
Yeah.
So I did take Twitter off my main screen. You know, you can hide a thing.
Yep.
So I would have to work to open it.
Did it work?
Yeah, that did help. I used it less. Part of what I also do is I mute threads.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll and my wife is like, why are you on social media if you're going to post something, engage with people for an hour?
And then stop.
And then stop. I'm like, well, imagine our life if I didn't. Like, yeah. I have to do my actual job.
Mm-hmm.
Those things help. For me, I just have very thick skin. So I don't get too worked up about it. Mm-hmm. I think most people are just trying to get you going.
Yep.
And so I don't take it that seriously. So that helps me. I do have a problem, though, right? Like, and Twitter is the worst, but it's also the best for, like, what's going on today and now.
Yep.
And the other things just aren't as good. So I will say the people who are, and look, you can be in your feelings for the election. I honor that. I know it's difficult. I know losing is difficult.
Sucks,
I know you get, people have made so much of their personality, their politics.
Yes.
And so this feels like a defeat to you personally. So, you know, the Republicans, when they lost an election, did not get over it.
No.
So you don't have to get over it. It's all right.
Yeah.
You can be in your feelings. That said, like saying I'm all of the progressives that I know who are announcing their departure from Twitter today. I don't know, man. Isn't this why you guys didn't see this coming?
Yeah.
Like you just don't want to see people who have a different viewpoint.
Right.
I don't know. I just think there's value in being exposed to different viewpoints.
Absolutely, 100%.
And we don't like that right now. We've decided that our opponents are evil or abhorrent, and it's not only the left that does this to the right. The right does it to the left.
Mm-hmm.
There are freaks and weirdos, and I don't know. I mean, one of the nice things about this radio station is we have people call in and text in who have different views from us, and you're like, oh,
right.
There are a lot of different views out there.
Of course.
And from plenty of normal people.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Which is different because, like, I think when we get calls, those calls tend, even though I go back to Rick, I think it was in the first hour, of very differing viewpoint, but we talked it out. Whereas, like, if you text me, and then sometimes, you know, somebody will say something like almost borderline offensive or absolutely offensive on the text line when you respond, they're like, you're right, I'm sorry about that, I love the show.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I wanted you dead.
I don't know. Like,
have
I'm not
fun.
Saying, like, if you are a far lefty, I'm not saying you need to go to Buffalo, Minnesota, sit down on the corner bar and have a good chat with somebody that you disagree with. Although I'm not saying that. Like, it might be helpful for some people. But I also think that you are the product on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it gets to be too much, stop giving them your information, your content, your logging off is good preservation for some people. Just make sure you announce it in the most pretentious
way
possible.
That's what I was going to say. You just say, please announce and you'll find me.
I
am done. One more thing before I go, then I'm really gone.
I will be back to promote my book and my
yes,
newsletter.
Right.
But until then, good day.
Somebody suggesting you guys might want to try the Garage Logic podcast.
Suchery
and Royce on Monday.
Yeah.
Such and the Rookie and Company and the rest. Informative mixed with humor. Pete from Northeast Minneapolis.
Yeah, I think those guys I mean, you know, they're allowed. What I always wonder is like local, right? So like say this place shuts down.
Mm-hmm.
Like if we started up a podcast talking about stuff in the community, would people care? Or to succeed in podcasts, do you have to have like a national message, a national audience? I don't know. I'm a little nervous for people's interest in Like, do people care about their communities, or does everything just get filtered through the national lens?
Yeah. Boy, I hope that's still the case.
I think our listeners care, but yeah. I don't know. Like, if you launched a Minnesota-focused podcast that wasn't about sports, yeah. would people care?
I think. What's your answer?
No.
No? You don't think so?
I don't think so. Unless it was hosted by, like, a celebrity. Like me?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think? Do you think people would care?
I think if you found the right topic, you know, if you were looking at...
But if it was like what we do here, like general...
No.
Yeah, I don't think...
I think you're right. It's got to be a specific topic.
I think, yeah, you have to be pretty laser-focused, yeah. I think, to have a good podcast. You know, specifically if you're, you know, if you're only catering to what would be one state of people.
Yeah,
you know, Minnesotans. I don't think you're going to go to a whole lot of Louisiana.
So Garage Logic is like a conservative
mm-hmm.
Minnesota, but they talk a lot about national, some local, but
yeah. But I mean, you're also talking about something that's been around for decades and built the audience.
Yeah, we have to pick a political side, maybe.
If you went politics, I mean. What if you did something about historical events in Minnesota history?
Nonstop Herc talk. Let's go.
I didn't even know it was the Herc.
You didn't know it was the Herc?
I didn't know about Herc until today. I mean, I knew it was there.
Remember the day?
Target Field when it was, oh, you're going to be in Target Field. You're going to be sucking in garbage fumes all day.
Remember the days, though, that we thought, like, burning your garbage and reclaiming the steam and using it to heat downtown was a good thing? Now it's like, no. You're like, all right, Minneapolis wants to put that stuff in a garbage truck, burn fossil fuels, driving that crap out to where? Yeah. Maple Grove.
Yeah. Your neck of the woods. Best part about the text line, too, is when somebody sends us a text for somebody else. Got an FU text earlier. I'm like, wow, what'd I do? Sorry, that was meant for somebody else. I was very intrigued on who the other person it was meant for. Yeah? But how about this one? Hello, Ted. Hey, would you give me a call when you have a chance? I need your professional advice on what to do with the balance of my fertilizer spreading. Thanks.
Whoa.
Ted, if you're listening, give that guy a call.
It's Russia seeds right there.
Right. Is this a lawn care concern or is this a farming issue? Hard to know.
507 area code.
Yeah?
I'm saying farming.
Probably a farming
we'll
concern.
Be back after this. So IHOP, talking to the foodie in you here.
Yeah.
IHOP Applebee's combo platter in Texas. Remember when Sparrow and Arby's were always linked?
Yeah.
What was the link there other than obviously the company that owned them both?
Right.
But was there a hankering to go in and you know what? For lunch I'm grabbing a roast beef sandwich and a slice of pizza. I want both.
Like the food hall concept.
Food hall concept. And that's what I'm wondering is,
maybe.
Like, food hall, it's the same kind of thing. And if I looked at these photos of IHOP / Applebee's, and it does look like a food hall.
So is interesting. Like, there's a store in Maple Grove where you've got Village Inn and Granite City. So all in the same building.
Mm-hmm.
So they're paying rent on that building all day long. So
right.
Why not have breakfast?
Breakfast and lunch and dinner.
And then you switch to Granite City. Kind of interesting. I don't know. Everybody's trying to figure it out.
Are food halls all they're cracked up to be, and are they still as popular?
Are you a fan?
I do like it. Well, I don't know if you know this, but I know you were in Portugal. I was in Iceland.
I do know that.
And in the town of Reykjavik, there was a couple of food halls.
Yeah.
They're very popular
there. They are popular in places with tourists. And that ain't us.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we're in fantasy land here. We think that, like,
we're the convention capital of the
Bold North.
Yeah. The Bold North.
Tell you what, you're sitting around in Chicago thinking I got a spare weekend. I could hop on a plane and go to
Dave
New York.
Dave says it's the same city in the summertime.
Go to Vegas.
Minneapolis and Chicago, the same city.
Interchangeable.
Yeah. Well, that's why Chicagoans don't come here. It's like, what's the difference? I mean, I live in the Minneapolis of Illinois.
Yeah, we got a lake. It's fine.
I am not a big food hall fan. I like it as an incubator. So if you're an entrepreneur, you can sort of test out some stuff and see how it goes. And it's fun if you like live near the U of M and you can go to a food hall. I think that's cool. For me, like, I am not interested in paying the same price to go pick up my food at a counter and have my wife walk. It just doesn't appeal to me. I'd rather go to a restaurant.
Yeah.
But I'm old.
Both of us, you and me both. You're 1 week older than I am
That's true.
To the very day.
Thanks for bringing that up. What are you doing for 50?
Going to Nashville, actually.
Nice.
It was supposed to be a surprise, but I found out about it.
Is this like
accidentally? It's kind of a group trip with a bunch of friends.
Are you embarrassed at all that for your 50th birthday, you are essentially acting like a 24-year-old woo girl bachelorette?
Yes.
Is that what Nashville is?
I have short jean shorts. I've got cowboy boots.
Rhinestones out of back pocket,
right.
I hope.
Got a nice food hall downtown, too. Yeah. Really nice.
I've never been, and I love music. I love country music.
Oh, you've never been?
I've never been to Nashville, so.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. I love Nashville.
Yep.
I would move to Nashville and start my own country singing career. I mean, it's all about the alternative star, right? Like today I saw CBS Mornings had a story on Shaboozy.
Yeah.
What an interesting dude. Like
this. I love the genre twisting,
yes?
The genre mixing.
His voice is, and then he speaks when he's doing this interview. You're like, my gosh, like your
great
voice.
Pipes, good pipes.
Good pipes. Like pretty cool. So
what are you doing for your 50th?
I don't know yet. I know a little slow to decide, but for my 40th, we had a big party.
Yep.
And
I had a surprise. My 40th was a surprise party. I was truly surprised, and it was actually, it was very touching, and it was great.
I sort of want a party,
but
I sort of don't. I'm a little in my feelings about turning 50.
Really?
I'm not very excited about it.
Oh, no.
I know, right? Like 40, I was so excited about. 50 just makes me feel, turning 50 makes me feel a little closer to Chad in age.
And if I've learned anything in life, it's to try to be as different.
Yeah, that's not what I want. That's not what I want at all. No. It's an existential crisis for me.
What's coming up on the big show, the 3 to 6?
Well, we're going to have Jim Schultz on, who I think is someone who might run for governor.
Yep.
He ran for Secretary of State as a Republican. So I'm curious to get, you know, right now all the Democrats are sort of, you know, self-assessing. I'm curious, like as someone who was a Trump supporter. You know, part of our challenge is we got to find, like, who's the next generation of Republican voices going to be? Because the media in this town, I think, over-relies on Tim Pawlenty-era moderate Republicans who are probably Democrats today.
Yeah.
So, like, who are the Republicans that we're going to talk to?
Right.
So maybe Jim's one. I don't know.
Well,
so I'm holding open auditions to see who the next. We're going to invite a bunch of Republicans on and make sure, like, CCO listeners understand, like, where the Trump
point of view
version
is.
Of the party. Where are they?
Right.
So,
and is it as offensive as many believe it is?
Maybe.
Right. Maybe
I'm
it is.
I'm try to get Jim to be super offensive.
Super offensive,
today.
Right.
Like, let it rip, buddy.
All right. Jason DeRussia coming up next.
Well, some nonsense, too.
Good. Good.
We need the nonsense.
We need the nonsense. Thank you very much. I'll be back on the regular show tomorrow. Chad will be back. Jason coming up next.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.